The following is a presentation of the Town of North Hempstead's Project Independence and WCWP. Welcome to Project Independence and you.
Welcome to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Janet Entine.
Good morning, John. How are you?
Very good. And yourself?
Great, thanks.
I haven't seen you in a while either.
That's 6 weeks ago.
Yeah, I mean, it's just the co-host every couple of weeks.
Yes.
We try to rotate them.
Right.
But then some people don't come. More are our regulars. Janet is one of them. That's why it seems like I see you more.
Right.
But it's always good to see you.
Thank you.
Just a little brief introduction about Project Independence before we get to our first guest. Project Independence is the Town of North Hempstead's initiative to help seniors age in place. The most important thing to remember is 311. You call 311 24/7 for any help you need on anything. And some of the items we have, as we've talked many times, we have transportation for shopping, transportation for medical visits. This time of year, well, it's in the middle of the season. If you needed help putting your air conditioner in, you call the town. If you need help taking it out, you call the town. Your gutters. I mean, they won't go to the second floor, they'll go to the first floor. Simple things, your light bulbs, for a senior to get up sometimes and change a light bulb. You bring an electrician in, it's $90. You call the town, they'll get a volunteer to come over. So project, and that's besides exercise classes, mental classes, mental meaning all these mind games and lectures and discussion groups. It really is tremendous. And in the last segment of the show, the Christina Liu show, we go through all the stuff. But every week we have a full calendar of what's going on. In reference to participating in Project Independence, and a big piece of Project Independence is socialization. Mm-hmm. And I think I've mentioned this many times. The most recent Harvard study was diet, exercise, and socialization were the three most important things for seniors. We try to work with the socialization part, but some seniors have a hard time coming out, and that's all there is to it. We try to get them involved. So today we have with us Michael Frenda, and Michael is involved with the Dale Carnegie Institute. And I met Michael a couple of weeks ago, and it was just an ideal person to have on this show because they help you break the ice, in my mind. And that's basically it. Michael, I'm going to turn it over to you. Thank you so much for participating and being willing to come on the show. And we talked a little bit prior to it, so you know what I'm looking for. But before we go there, how did you get involved with Dale Carnegie? I looked at your background.
Okay. Well, thank you, John, for inviting me. And Janet, it's nice to be with you today. And learning a little bit about your program, I'm very impressed that these type of services are available. It's really a great thing. So, but how did I get involved with Dale Carnegie was the question,
right?
Correct? Yeah. So I've always been interested, kind of a junkie on, you know, personal and professional development type things. And I've been in business for, you know, virtually my whole adult life. And I had a tenant in one of my businesses that was so positive and so likable, and so, he had such high energy and enthusiasm. And I was asking him, where does this come from? And he told me about the Dale Carnegie course. And he gave me a couple of the books. And this is probably about 20 years ago. And I read the books, How to Win Friends and Influence People. That was the first one I read. And then How to Stop Worrying and Start Living. And I was like, wow, this is great stuff. And I always knew, I've heard of Dale Carnegie. But as that time happened, I was getting more involved with these type of things and finding interest. So it was always like there, you know, I always wanted to do something that was more fulfilling and rewarding and knowing that you're making people's lives better.
Right.
So I ran across the franchise owner many years later. And we met. It didn't work right away, but we eventually came to an agreement, and I came on board about 5 years ago.
Oh, okay.
So, it's very exciting.
The second book?
How to Stop Worrying and Start Living.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I've heard of the first one. I didn't hear the second one. Okay.
His first book was actually called Lincoln the Unknown, which is a biography of Abraham Lincoln. Dale Carnegie was a Lincoln enthusiast, you know. So he was very interesting, and unfortunately he's been gone a long time now. He died in 1955, but both of those books are classics. He had one or two others about public speaking, it's every generally well regarded, as people know that it's been around since 1912, the company itself. He's been doing the training, and
I didn't realize it was that far back.
Yeah, 1912. Mm-hmm. He started up in the west side of Manhattan at a YMCA, and it became very quickly very successful, and just took off from there. Many years later, 1936 is when he first published How to Win Friends and Influence People.
I was going to say, I'm aging. I'll be kind to myself. I'm aging, but from when I was a little girl, I remember seeing buildings and hearing about Dale Carnegie.
Sure.
So it really is an aged and well-known institution.
Yeah, and you know, unfortunately, sometimes people have a sort of a narrow perception of that,
right,
and think that, well, because it's old, it doesn't really, not, it's not relevant today.
Oh, but no, I didn't mean that.
No, I know you didn't, right, but I just wanted to address the,
right,
fact that for the audience that some people think, well, it's not really appropriate or relevant today. In fact, it's more relevant today because of, you know, the devices and things that people are using. We need to be able to be better communicators, right, better listeners and so on. Our programs help people to do that, be more successful in human interaction. As long as there are people around, it's going to be important for us to,
right,
be able,
absolutely,
to communicate with them. So that's really at the core of what we do. And, you know, today it's more relevant than ever, so, which is a great thing, because it's timeless. This is timeless material. It's not something that just because it's 100 years old means it's just tied to that time frame. The book How to Win Friends is still a vigorous bestseller.
Okay.
You know, and the funny thing is, there's a list of people that are very successful, mm-hmm, that read the book or went through the program. You know, Warren Buffett being probably the most famous.
I was
gonna
say.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I had no idea. Okay.
Yeah, he said that's the only diploma he has hanging in,
exactly,
his office.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was so important to him. He was not able to, and one of the subjects you wanted to talk about was being an introvert. He was, mm-hmm, sort of introverted, and would get very nervous when he had to speak in public. He would actually, mm-hmm, get, you know, sick, nauseous, and so on. And he credits this program with him being able to get outside of that. He said, you know, I knew I had the intellect, but I didn't have the persona to be, mm-hmm, successful. And this program helped him to get outside his comfort zone and be able to tap into those other,
right,
talents that he had. And,
exactly,
you know, he's done pretty well for himself.
I think he's done okay.
One of the things about aging is that it can be isolating.
Sure.
Because of illness, because of just age per se. Tell us how Dale Carnegie can help people who are aging.
Sure. I think any time that we can enhance our interaction with people, right, that gives us energy, whether you're introverted or extroverted. You know, the definition of introversion is that you get most of your energy from spending quiet time, alone time, reading, writing, painting, music,
exactly,
so on.
Yeah.
That's great. But just because we're introverted doesn't mean that we can't be somebody that's social.
Right.
And I think that socialization that John was talking about is so important for seniors as well as anybody else, probably more so, because I think, you know, you want to keep the mind sharp and active, and that helps to do that. And I think if people see that they get outside their comfort zone a little bit, you know, to do those type of socialization, to participate in these programs, when you go, they will get energy from that too. You know, if you're truly an introvert, you'll want to revert back to, you know, your quiet time. But, you know, it's good to have a mix of both. And I don't think that most of us are truly introverted or truly extroverted. There's been a lot of studies, and they came up with a term a number of years back called being an ambivert, as somebody, mm-hmm, that can kind of move back and forth.
Okay.
And, you know, certainly in the business world or sales, it's, in fact, the studies show that ambiverts outsell introverts and extroverts, because they have that ability to be friendly and engaging, but they also are somebody that pays attention to other people and asks good questions and listens. And that's really one of the hallmarks of Dale Carnegie's teachings, is that to be a good listener, be sincerely interested in other people. These are some of the principles that come from the book How to Win Friends and Influence People. And Dale Carnegie himself said this is not things that he invented. Mm-hmm. He swiped them from Jesus and Socrates, and these are okay. Yeah. So it's all good basic stuff.
No, that's understandable. And I agree with that ambivert thing. Because there are people, you need time to yourself sometimes.
Sure.
Sometimes,
absolutely,
you don't want to go into the crowd.
It's important.
Right.
You know, you can go into a crowd and talk to everybody, and other times it's like, I have no interest in that. I'll have a cup of coffee, mm-hmm, at the counter and look out the window, and then I don't have to talk to anybody.
Right.
Doesn't mean, you know,
yeah,
you're doing it every day.
But I see that as people age, it's harder to get back from that position. If you start to, you know, just read and stay,
okay,
by
good,
yourself, I think the transition to being more outgoing and social is a little bit more difficult for a lot of people. I see that with my friends.
Sure.
So that's why, the reason for my question.
Yeah, Janet, I think you're absolutely right. It is harder. I think what we need to do is, and we teach in our program, is really get outside your comfort zone. Not into what we call the panic zone, right?
Right.
It's just gently we push people outside the comfort zone. So it's just if you take one little action and you see something positive. I know a good example, this was my father who passed away, unfortunately, but he really was sometimes not motivated to go out and socialize. But when he did, he always had a good time. So I think when you do that and you have mm-hmm. a good time, you say, I want to do that again.
Right.
So you gently move outside your comfort zone little by little. And I think that people would see the benefit of that, understanding that seniors sometimes have the physical challenge, right? And mm-hmm. you mentioned, John, that you know diet and exercise are important. If they were doing those things, it would be easier for them to go out and socialize, right? Because they feel more
right.
mobile. I think that may be one of the challenges, too, is it? But if you great services that you have that provide the transportation, helping with some of these projects and taking that burden off them might make them more feel more disposed to, you know, getting out and doing things. You know, I think.
And the important thing with Project Independence is you're never really called upon. If you came into a crowd, if you come into an advisory group that we have, if you go into any program, you can sit there. You know, you don't have to introduce yourself. It's not like, you know, my name
right.
is Michael, I'm here today. And you leave.
Right.
We're not forcing, we want you to participate. And the best way is to get into the circle. There's a table and you sit down with five ladies or five men and say, hi, my name mm-hmm. is, and move forward from there.
Yeah.
And the one thing I try to stress with clients that I have as they're aging, if they're going to relocate, do it sooner than later.
Right.
Because I find that some of these, when they wait to 75, 80 and say, now I'm going to Florida,
yes, it's very
difficult because you don't know anybody and physical impairment happens, so therefore you can't, you got to get down there when you're 65 or 70 so you can hang out with people, you know.
And that's my point,
people.
That, you know, when you're 75, it's harder to
sure.
right, I agree.
Go into Florida and begin to make
right.
new friends, a whole roster of new friends.
Right.
No, it is very difficult. With Dale Carnegie, going more specifically into what you offer, what does a course entail? Like, I mean, if you have a senior, if I have two 70-year-old, make it two women, two men, it makes no difference. And I'd like to get them involved, but I can tell that their personality. You know, they're sitting home all the time, and,
sure.
and they'll come out once in a while to go shopping or something, and it's, want to go to dinner. No, I'm tired. I got to get dressed. I got to do that. Whatever. What is a Dale Carnegie course? The books, I understand.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if we were going to do a program for seniors, what would it entail? And I don't know if they're individual, like that you turn around and customize courses. I have no idea.
Well, we do that for organizations, and we
okay.
do that for corporations, customized programs. The Dale Carnegie course is a public program that we can use and customize for organizations. But essentially, our claim to fame was people would come to the class once a week and in the evening, and they would mix with a bunch of different people from all walks of life. So you could have seniors, you could have college students, you could have an attorney or an accountant or a business owner or a manager at a large company, and all these people would be interacting in the program together. And very, Dale Carnegie is more participative than anything else. It's
okay.
not really a lecture-based thing.
Okay.
So we found over the years in the research that adults learn better or learn more effectively by doing things, by getting up and being active. So what happens is you get up and you're in a group one-on-one, or you're in, let's say, a triad, and you're doing certain exercises, right? So that helps to get people outside their comfort zone a little bit, you know, just getting up and doing something. And we found that when people start to see a little bit of success and movement in that area, they want to do more. So each week, they would have to get up and do a little report on what they learned the week before and how they applied it. So you get a little public speaking expertise that way. You would talk for a minute or two. We talk, teach people how to do what we call a magic formula talk, which is a two-minute essentially talk, which is very concise, stating what the situation was, and then giving the advantage of, you know, the action that we'd like you to take, and what's the benefit of that, right? So it's just a way to be concise and be more persuasive. People then feel more confident, more comfortable once they get up and do these things. And that might lead them to say, hey, you know, I do want to go out and experience more interaction with people.
Uh-huh.
It might encourage them. And I think, Janet, you brought up before the show, we were talking about maybe if we did it with friends, you know, if we got a group of friends together that went, you know, say people that are in these organizations, whether it's the Dale Carnegie course or going to a dinner and a show, the idea that you've got, you know, somebody with you might help you to feel more comfortable,
wow.
too.
We have to take a break.
Sure.
I want to stay on this when we come back because
okay.
I didn't realize that's the way the course was. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.